Hello and welcome to
Ghost Speak,
our podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Hi. Definitely feeling pretty low energy today, which is too bad because it's a pretty fun movie.
Yeah.
But we've had a rough week. Yeah. I don't want to like bring things down, but I do want to say. So we've been having issues with our cat Aries. It's been very up and down, and you reached out on your social media, you know, people to contribute money to like some flash commission stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really on social media at all. So I just wanted to say, like, if anyone's listening who contributed to that, thank you very much. Like, yes. Really, really appreciate it. It's always hard going through something like this because I've had that cat for 15 years at least, and having to pay all this money just to make sure he's okay on top of that is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, try to get the energy up there because we saw this movie Slay. It's the one that you wanted to see. Mm-hmm. It's a 2024 movie. It was directed by Jem Gerard. And it looks like they've done some other horror stuff, but wasn't anything I recognized.
Yeah, me either.
But this was, it was a fun movie.
It was, yeah.
I'll say the movie's concept itself is like nothing super new. I think it does some fun things, especially toward the end with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a kind of typical people stuck in one place in the middle of nowhere being attacked by monsters or, mm-hmm. in this case, vampires. But it's definitely an example of how it really benefits to have diverse voices, because this is a very, like, queer-led movie with a lot of drag queen representation. Yes.
A lot of RuPaul drag queens.
Yeah, I think, isn't that why you wanted to see this?
Oh, yeah. That was definitely the driving factor. It has Trinity the Tuck, Heidi in Closet, Crystal Method, and then Caramel, who I don't know because I haven't watched the UK Drag Race, but yeah, she
watch,
did great.
You watch a lot of that stuff. And I mean, I'll say up front, I'm the like normie hetero horror fan, so I'm not exactly the target audience for this. And there's not a lot I can add to the conversation, but I still thought it was a really fun movie.
Yeah.
And what I was really getting at is I've always been a huge fan of more representation in all media, like video games, movies, everything, because when you have diverse voices, you're able to take something like this, which is a pretty like standard storyline, and just inject a little something extra that makes it a lot more fun and feel like fresh and more original. And I can't believe the culture war has gotten to the point where it's like, no, we don't want anything different. We want the same shit over and over again.
Yeah.
But I love just seeing stuff is different, you know, it feels more original.
Yeah.
I will say, like, you watch RuPaul's Drag Race, you also watch, was it the Boulay Brothers? That's what it's called?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Dragula.
Dragula. Yeah. That's, when that's in the background, that stuff is pretty interesting. Like, I will admit, just creating, like, the monster designs and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the reason I got into Dragula was because special effects, and I was just like, combining like these really grotesque or creepy characters with like glamour, and I love when they have new seasons of that show.
Yeah, and even like the main vampire in this, the makeup and the acting was like very over the top, and definitely it felt like that. You know what I'm talking about with the makeup, though? Like, it felt like
drag?
Yeah. Without, like, being outright. You know, it's just, like, style of the makeup.
Yeah.
So that's pretty funny. But, yeah, if we're not going to spoil things, I'll just say, yeah, the movie, it was fun. It was definitely a good time. It does a good job showing how, I guess, if you want to overcome the gap between, like, inbred, hick, homophobic people and, you know, the queer community is just vampires. They have to come together through a vampire attack. I mean, obviously you liked it. Like, how did you feel overall?
I mean, I think it's a really silly movie. I think it's, if you're looking for something, you know, that's, like, campy and, like, silly, and but still, like, a good horror movie, I think this is a good choice. 'Cause especially if you're looking for something more lighthearted.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's a fun twist on the whole, like, the drag queen, the drag bar controversy, non-controversy thing, and the way people respond to that. And because the setup is them going to perform, the four of them going to perform at this bar in the middle of nowhere, like in the desert, with all these bikers and stuff who are being like very, very like caricatures of, you know, tough guy, homophobe people.
Yeah.
It was fun. Like I said, felt pretty fresh. And I guess that's all I really got without spoiling stuff. Is there anything else you had?
No, we can go to spoilers.
Let's go to spoilers.
Okay.
I'm just, yeah, I'm tired. I'm trying to get the energy up.
I can just, like, see it in your eyes.
Yeah, so, I mean, the story overall, you've got the, like, proto-vampire in the beginning who has no explanation or story. Very, like, Jeepers Creepers coded, I think, except, like, very extra.
Yeah, it was definitely, like, a glam Jeeper Creeper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, probably, it's not, like, he's got, like, rhinestones and stuff on him, but, like, the makeup is, like, actually kind of cunty.
Well, for me, for me, it's like the way that he was acting was like fucking extra. It's like, okay, they're really having fun with this. And so they start spreading this vampire virus that makes its way to the bar that they go to. And, you know, like I said in the beginning, it's not much to the premise. It's just they get stuck in the bar. It's like almost silly the way when they try to barricade it, it's like they're just like a couple sticks over the window. Like,
yeah, that made me laugh because it was just like these little wooden pieces, yeah, like,
that
nailed
they can
together
easily like
shove.
Remove and and it just feels like they're just like whatever, like just hand waving that part of the movie because it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, who cares? It's about all the relationships and the character dynamics with them occasionally stabbing a bunch of vampires and turning them into glitter.
Yeah. I will say the glitter portion, like when that first happened, I thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
It's silly.
Yeah, there's a lot of good jokes. I mean, some of them feel like the obvious jokes to make.
Oh, yeah.
Like at the end when the one of them that turns into a vampire covers themselves in glitter. And it's like they're just, I guess they went full Twilight.
They said that they put a glitter foundation on. They made it look like it was Edward Cullen, like in the sunlight. But
and that was actually one of the things I thought was interesting was when some of the main characters turn into vampires. It's the typical like, oh no, now they're gonna be a monster and we have to kill them. But no, they're just like their normal selves.
Yeah.
And the point they're making that like, look, those guys were already assholes.
Yeah.
So of course they're gonna be vampire assholes too.
Yeah.
I thought that was clever.
Yeah, I really like that they play into the whole, like, consent part of vampires.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that that was, you know, like, it has a good message at the end of it. It's really silly and everything, but I think the message is there. And then also the fact that, so when they first turn into vampires and everything, and they're all trying to collectively figure out how to escape it and or kill them or whatever, the one guy, I think his name is Travis, like the constant bigot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very white guy name.
Yeah. He was, like, still concerned about the drag queens, and there's, like, an external threat. <Yeah. laughs> Like, he was like, oh, yeah, but I don't trust them. And it's, like, literally the threat is right there.
Yeah, it's like, very on the news, but it is a very fun way of showing that. They're like, why are we so fucking concerned about drag shows? Like,
I don't know.
It really doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. It doesn't affect anyone. If anything, it just brings more joy to the world. I guess maybe that's the problem. Yeah, I don't know.
I guess it's an easy thing to just point at and say, this is bad. This is evil. So, yeah, I think all of that, the way that was represented thematically in here, it's not obviously not a movie that takes itself very seriously, but it does enough with those ideas that it's just a fun time.
Yeah, the movie's extremely self-aware. I don't know if RuPaul has seen this, but I feel like RuPaul would be very proud.
Yeah. Yeah, it is funny, though, because it does, I say this like, I'm not trying to drag the movie or anything, But like we said about the barricades and stuff, the way it kind of with that stuff is like also the way there were constantly these random people that they just threw out there to get killed by the vampires. Yeah. And it's like, where did you come from? Like, are there just these like regular ass people standing off on the side,
I guess, 10
feet away, like watching everything?
It's like expendable characters they kind of just threw in to like keep the kills going, I guess.
Yeah, every time one of them just popped out of nowhere, it's like, where were you this whole time? But it's really fun.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say like some of the story drags a little. Like,
yeah,
there are some moments where it feels like some parts could have been cut down a little bit to keep the pacing. Because, like, I feel like in the beginning, like, it was already becoming so silly and so over the top and, like, funny. And then, like, it kind of hit a wall a little bit in some spots.
I think they were definitely fighting with a very low budget, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
And I think they did a lot with a little.
And oh, yeah.
Kept it very fun.
No, that's not to knock the production at all, because, I mean, there's bisexual lighting everywhere, which I love. I'm always for more bisexual lighting. And I think they, you know, like, some of the visual effects are a little hokey, but it's like, it gets the point across, you know? Yeah. But it's still, like, such a fun movie with such a great message. I think it's definitely worth watching.
Yeah, and, like, that's what I was getting at when I, you know, joke about those parts that feel like very rushed like that. It's just because that stuff doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Like, there's a core to this movie that matters a lot more than that. And it has like a good emotional heart at the center of it,
it does,
too, I think.
I think there's really cute, like, there's always, I guess for a lot of these kind of tropes, there's usually like a love story thrown in there. And I think that the love story with Heidi in Closet was just really sweet. She's one of my favorite drag queens. So I was like fawning over everything that she was in. But I thought it was really cute. Like, it was just this guy that was at the bar that was like fawning over her. And like, they keep having these like sort of will they, won't they. It's mostly like, yeah, they're definitely going to. But it was cute. I think it was really cute.
I mean, there's a lot of obvious setups like that. The other one was when she gets the hairpin, it's like a little sword.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what is this, like, Chekhov's little shiny sword? Definitely going to come out and kill a vampire at some point. And, yeah, that's how they kill the final vampire.
Yeah, they also have that foreshadowing with the leaky sprinkler thing with the garlic water. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's good. It does its job.
It's fun.
It is fun. I think if you're going to look for the ultimate, like, queer horror movie to, like, check out this month, especially for Pride Month, this is a one. Like, this is so fun.
Yeah, we didn't even mention we're still doing, like, Pride Month movies. Yeah. I feel like this one is probably pretty obvious, though. You know, movies like Psycho, you have to read into a little more to get to the queer themes, but this one's kind of just right on its sleeve.
Yes.
But hopefully we will have one more for next week. That's all I got. You got ideas? Yeah.
Please watch us. I think it's fun. Sure. I think it's right now it's only on Tubi. I think it's a Tubi special.
Which makes it very easy to watch because it's free.
Yes.
But yeah, go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod. And as Becca would love to remind you, please rate us and like and whatever else they have on
there. Yes, give us 5 stars. Write a little review.
Yeah, sure.
Please.
And you can also follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we are ranking all of the movies we're covering. Would you put this above Leviathan?
Yes.
What about Last Voyage of the Demeter?
No, I don't think so.
I agree. So that puts Slay at number 22 on our list. And you can email us at podcast@ghostbeast.com if you have recommendations or you just want to talk a little bit.
Yeah.
Bye.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint,
batteries,
tools,
toilet paper,
extension cords, grocery items,
hardware for my cabinets,
snack items, crackers, and some canned goods stuff,
shop vac supplies,
toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details. Save big.